Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we look at issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing intensified raids by South African police on illegal immigrants, including Zimbabweans, with KwaZulu-Natal Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwananzi telling a news conference yesterday that, I quote, "We are running out of space to lock them up," close quote. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the USA. White House officials welcomed the rescue of an Israeli hostage held by Hamas Tuesday and said they are finalizing a Gaza ceasefire deal. But even if an agreement is reached, a future U.S. administration will still inherit the problem of managing tensions in the Middle East. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakuswara looks at potential U.S. policy under Vice President Kamala Harris should she win the November presidential election.
Another deadly Israeli strike on another refugee camp in Gaza as negotiators strive to reach a ceasefire deal in return for the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. One of them was rescued on Tuesday.
Welcome home, Farhan al-Qadi. I congratulate the Israeli army and Shin Bet on another successful rescue operation. We are working tirelessly to bring all our hostages back.
That's a message Vice President Kamala Harris also underscored as she accepted her nomination as the Democratic Party's presidential nominee last week.
President Biden and I are working to end this war such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination.
Outside of her term as vice president, Harris has no foreign policy background. Her national security advisor is Philip Gordon, who served under Democratic presidents including Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, as well as Joe Biden.
End this war!
This signals a continuity with past Democratic administrations, including on military support for Israel, something her former national security advisor reaffirms.
The vice president and the president have supported U.S. military assistance to Israel, not just per the existing agreement that we have with Israel, but also an increase this year because of their security needs.
This despite demands from Arab and Muslim Americans, as well as progressive and young Democrats, for an embargo on arms sales to Israel. At the same time, Harris has expressed more sympathy towards Palestinian suffering than Biden has.
We can't learn a lot from what she says, because what she says now is directed to winning an election and to keeping the Democratic Party together. And since the Democratic Party is divided between those who are more sympathetic to Israel and those who are more sympathetic to the Palestinians about evenly, she has to say basically platitudes. And that's what she's done.
Compared to Biden, who often underscores he is a Zionist, Harris, the daughter of immigrants from Jamaica and India, may be more cognizant of views from the global south.
She is aware of how the rest of the world may feel about the Middle East, about, you know, neocolonialism, neoimperialism. And I really hope that she has the opportunity to bring those experiences to bear if she becomes the president, because that is the reality of what U.S. foreign policy needs to confront the challenges ahead, which are very different from the challenges of the past three decades.
Should she win in November, Harris will inherit the challenges of her predecessors, including a protracted conflict in the Middle East. She will need to formulate her own foreign policy,
free Palestine!
A high-stakes, complex affair that juggles multiple interests. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
In Malawi, Ruth Chirwa is transforming the fashion industry in her country and other developing countries, winning awards and gaining international recognition for her designs. Chirwa's fashion line, Apu, Collection is hosting a fashion show next month that aims to break down barriers between people with disabilities and those without. Lamek Masina reports from Zuzu City in northern Malawi.
Ruth Chiwa's entry into the fashion industry was not planned.
I never thought about fashion designing. I never thought that I'd be a fashion designer. Growing up, all I thought was I would do business management.
But that changed when Electra suggested she switched to fashion design because of the stylish outfits she wore to class. Now, 3 years into her career, Chiwa has received praise for her designs and started a fashion brand, Upi Collection, based in Zuzu, Malawi.
I remember in 2022, I managed to win an award for Focus on Ability Short Films, first of all. I won as Best Actress on my documentary that I submitted.
She was also named Best Female Star Fashion Designer at the 2023 Shining Stars Africa Awards. And recently, Chiwa's designs were shown in Portugal thanks to the help of fellow Malawian designers Riri Afonso and Zandria. It has not always been easy for Chiwa, who recalls times when some people refused to buy clothes from her because she has a disability. But she says she has managed to keep discrimination by believing in herself and meeting her clients' expectations.
When it comes to my creations, I always want to deliver. And also, it's a matter of me doing what I know best.
Celebrities and prominent fashion designers in Malawi, like Chris Ngalu, appreciate the uniqueness of her designs.
A lot of fashion designers in Malawi, they like to just stand behind making clothes with, like, for example, Chitenja and stuff. But her stuff is, like, out of the box. It's very modern and it's a breath of fresh air.
Chiwa has also become a source of pride for her former learning institution.
Ruth has inspired many learners with disabilities here. Most people with disabilities tend to be down on themselves, but Ruth has proven that anyone can do anything.
Chiwa is preparing to host a fashion show early next month that aims to challenge societal norms and promote diversity and inclusion, especially of people with disabilities. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Zuzu, Malawi.
Back to our topic of the day. South African police have intensified their raids on illegal immigrants that have seen hundreds being detained. KwaZulu-Natal police yesterday arrested more than 120 illegal immigrants in raids on hijacked buildings mostly occupied by undocumented immigrants in the Durban Central Business District. The raids are also being carried out in other South African cities and towns, with the police now saying their detention centers are running out of space to accommodate the undocumented immigrants, some of them Zimbabweans. Zimbabwe has the highest number of immigrants of any country in South Africa, with more than 4 million in total, majority of which are undocumented. There are also reports that one Zimbabwean was burned alive and 13 others seriously injured and hospitalized when authorities raided illegal miners in Daggafontein. Meanwhile, 10 Zimbabweans have died in a tragic bus accident that occurred in Makado, Limpopo province, in the early hours of today. The deceased were traveling in a bus belonging to Muzanzi Bus Services, traveling from Bulawayo to Johannesburg. Limpopo Transport Authorities confirmed the tragedy, saying 5 victims were male while 5 were female. The department says preliminary reports reveal that the bus drove over a traffic circle at high speed, forcing it to overturn. More than 30 people were also injured in the accident, with 12 of them critically. The injured have been taken to various hospitals in Limpopo. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned while we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see. We seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To kick off our discussion, we are now joined by Tino Mambeu from Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, and Mr. Frenton Mourinho, a ZANU-PF South Africa district member. They are both based in South Africa. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Yes, let me start with you, Mr. Mambeu. What do you have to say about the crackdown on illegal immigrants currently being carried out in South Africa that is affecting many Zimbabweans living in that country? Hello, Mr. Mambeu, can you hear me? Hello? I think we are having problems connecting to Mr. Mambeu. Let me redirect that question to Mr. Mourinho. We had Zimbabweans among the people that were raided, especially in South Africa, Durban yesterday, where over 120 people were rounded up by police. What do you have to say about this?
All right. Thank you very much for giving. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Mourinho.
All right. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to speak to all of you. Firstly, I would like to say it's true that I'm hearing about certain things that are happening throughout the country, the South Africa, to be precise. And it's not good. It's not good news, like for every Zimbabwean, especially if you can hear that some of your fellow countrymen are being treated, especially in such a way like that one. It won't be good news, definitely. But also to say something, there won't be anything much that I, as an individual or some people like from Zim can say in as much as that is concerned. Why? Because we're talking of a country that is South Africa, not our own Zimbabwe. So then they'll be having their own laws, and perhaps those people will be doing those things, will be having their own reasons regarding how and why they'll be doing such things to fellow Africans, to be precise. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Asi tichitarisa dambudziko irori vaMourinho riri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe. Kune vamwe vakawanda vari kudaidzira kuti aiwa panze pekuti munge muchisangana nematambudziko akadai anoshungurudza, anonyadzisa, anozvidza. Madii kuti mudzokere kumusha vana veZimbabwe. Munoonawo sei kurudziro iyo?
All right. Regani taure ini nao ya mataraura yekuti kubvira kumusha kuZimbabwe. Chekutanga tiri maZimbabweans and hapana chinochinja the fact kuti tiri maZimbabweans. Zvakangonaka kuti munhu ange achiziva kwaanobva and kuti zvakamira sei. Ko chekutanga tichitarisa nyika yedu yeZimbabwe, hatingati inyika yakaipa, kwete inyika yakanaka and iri kusimuka, iri kudevelopa on the timely as well as on the daily basis. Chinoitika ndechekuti tikadotaza vazhinji vakauya kare muno muSouth Africa and now kuti vachidzokera vamwana ngava kuti zvivunza kuti ndinotangirepi and where to from here. Asi inhau yakanaka iyoyo yekuti munhu anga achiziva kwaanobva even kuti achinodhevelopa kumusha kana chitakuenda ake kune imwe nyika achienda kune imwe nyika asi achidzokera kumusha kuZimbabwe hapana chakaipapa kuita zvinhu zvakadaro.
Ndinotenda vamurinyu, rambai muri parunhare. We are glad that Mr. Mambeu is now back with us. Mr. Mambeu, can you hear me?
Very crystal good evening to you or good morning.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mambeu, South Africans accuse foreigners of selling drugs, prostitution, and committing other vices. But we have heard Zimbabweans who are being accused of these vices. They are denying this. What do you say about these allegations?
It is unfortunate that the South Africans would want to conclude that Zimbabweans are responsible for the crime of selling drugs, illicit drugs, on the streets of South Africa. But I mean, the country with the biggest drug problem in Africa at the moment is probably South Africa. So I would not want to think that Zimbabweans will excel in selling drugs in South Africa and fail to do the same back home. I think it's a matter of stereotyping. Yes, there may be here and there people that that may be out of touch with the law, that may be breaking the law in that particular manner. But it is not good to conclude then that Zimbabweans are responsible for the abuse of drugs and all sorts and manner of crime that is currently happening in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabweans, the majority are quite well-mannered people. They behave very well. I think in the region, Zimbabweans are known to be very respectful people. But in any event, there is no country without jails. That is why we also have jails in Zimbabwe, because here and there, there will be people who are oriented to commit crime.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mourinho, what do you say about these allegations that foreigners, Zimbabweans included, are committing a lot of crimes in South Africa, and this has created bad blood between South Africans and foreigners?
All right. I think regarding the issue of crime, all people from different nations, they do commit crime. But for someone to mention the nation Zimbabwe, I think it won't be that fair, because I don't think that mostly Zimbabweans are doing that. Even some nationals from other countries, even the local guys, local people, the South Africans themselves, they are also involved in this crime rate. But now, I think it can be a way of these scapegoats now, of just like playing a blame game and saying Zimbabweans are doing this, Malawians are doing this. But normally, all I know is that Zimbabweans are hard-working people, and also most foreign national people, they work very hard. So, technically, so some people now are just looking for ways to just blame foreigners for their own, I don't know, the downfall, to just mention just a few. But it's not true to say that Zimbabwe or foreigners are mostly involved in this crime.
Vamambeu, let me come to you. Ndichitaura nerurimi rwaamai. Munguva yekutsvaga rutsigiro, takanzwa mapato anosanganisira reDA vachitaura kuti aiwa, kunze kwekuti munge muchisunga nekudzosa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kumusha, ngazviite kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, zvikuru vane maZimbabwe exemption permits, vagadzirirwe ugaro hunoita kuti vawane magwaro anovabvumidza kugara zviri pamutemo, uye vasina magwaro, vatingati maillegal immigrants, kana kuti vanenge vari undocumented Zimbabweans, waone kuti vapiwa mukana wekuti vange vachiwana magwaro ekuti vange vachishanda nekugara muSouth Africa zviri pamutemo, vachinzi vanhu vari kubatsira kusimudzira upfumi hwenyika. Munotii nezvaakuitika izvi?
Zvaakuitika zvinotishamisa zvikuru, nekuti taitarisira kuti kupinda kwehurumende yemubatanidzwa yakapinda mushure mesarudzo dzakanga dziriko yaizotora mavonero ehurumende kana kuti ebato reDA rekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, kunyanya vakanga vakapiwa mapepa nevari kuuya kuno vachizotsvaka kuti vangawana mabasa akasiyana-siyana ekushanda munzvimbo dzokurima, munzvimbo dzinobikwa-bikwa, munodyiwa-dyiwa, kuti vakwanisa kuti vapiwe magwaro okuti vaite mabasa avo vasiri panze pemutemo. Tikada kuongorora iko zvino tichitarisa nenhau yokunzi vana veZimbabwe kana kuti vana vanobva kunze kwedzimwe nyika vanoita dzimhosva dzakawanda, tinowana kuti idzodzo harisi chokwadi. Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti kana tikada kunotarisa huwandu hwevanhu vanobva kuZimbabwe vakatongegwa mhosva mukati menyika ino yeSouth Africa panguva ino, vanokwanisa kusvika zviuru zviviri kana kuti about 1913 vana veZimbabwe vakatongegwa mhosva dzavakapara mukati menyika ino. Saka izvozvo zvinoratidza kuti panhamba yevanhu vari mumajere vanoverengwa kuti vanodarika 100,000 panguva ino, 1900 chete ndo vanonzi vakabva kuZimbabwe. Saka izvozvo zvinotaridza zvoga kuti vana veZimbabwe kunyange zvavo vakawanda mukati meino nyika havasiri ivo vari muruzhinji dzekupagwa kwedzimhosva. Saka tinongoramba tichikurudzira iyo hurumende yava Ramaphosa yemubatanidziwa kuti ipite mukana yekuramba tichishanda sekushanda kwatinoita, tichisimudzira hupfumi hwenyika yeSouth Africa. Vana vekwedu vanoshanda mumapurazi, vana vekwedu vanoshanda muzvitoro, vana vekwedu vanoshanda munzvimbo dzokubika-bika, vana vekwedu vanoita mamwe mabasa ose angazi mabasa anotiremei mumaoko. Saka bene vatiramba vachipiwa mukana wokushanda zvakanaka vachigona kuzonochengetawo mhuri dzavo mukati menyika yatakabva.
Ndinotenda vamambeu, regai tiende kuna vamukwananzi. Welcome you Mr. Bongani Mukwananzi from Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Welcome to our show.
No, thank you, Kanembiri. I'm happy to be in the show.
Thank you so much. Time is running out. Let me just throw this question to you. We have seen many Zimbabweans flooding South Africa, some of them claiming that they are running away or they are forced to run away from Zimbabwe due to political issues and economic issues. What's your suggestion or recommendation to Zimbabweans looking at what is happening now to them in South Africa?
Look, there's no two ways about it. Zimbabweans, we need to go and fix our country. We are now becoming the unwanted so badly that in the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've had about 4 reports of people that 2 were beaten up, the other one spent the whole day in a van until they paid a bribe. So the elephant in the room is our seriousness about fixing our own problems back home, because this is no longer sustainable, where we are always going to run around, go to police stations, try to invoke human rights. Essentially, you will find some of the people that we're trying to fight for are undocumented, and the arguments that we will get from the South African authorities will be so against us that it's becoming difficult. However, in the same light, it is very important that Zimbabweans are not treated badly, and we will stand and fight for the rights of our people to be treated humanely and as humans with human rights.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mourinho, many Zimbabweans who are in South Africa, either as political refugees or economic refugees, blame the government of ZANU-PF, the ZANU-PF government, for failing to revive the economy. And also, they also say that they clamp down, or the government clamps down on those opposing its views. What's your take on this?
What I would say is that people can say anything they want to say to every person, especially if you want to get something at the end of the day. When you look at these issues, like when the asylums were being given to people, that was the only way for people to get the asylums, blaming the government that they did this, even something, because if you look at all of these people, you cannot say that all of them were part of those ones that were being hounded by the government. I've never seen even one person who was being chased or hounded by this so-called government that they became. All I can say is people were going to South Africa to look for greener pastures. And as such, whenever they were reaching to South Africa, they were now looking for the way to speak through their mouth so that they can get the issues of the asylum or the documents that they wanted. But on a nutshell, when you look at a country that is called Zimbabwe right now, it's one of the most peaceful countries, and the people who are there in Zimbabwe, they are living a good life, provided they are doing something great. But there are those ones who are not doing something. You see, whenever they leave the nation, going to other countries, they'll just find something to accuse. They'll just blame someone for their own downfall. Whenever they do not get something that they want, they'll try to find a fault. You see, accusing somebody, even if they didn't commit any crime or anything upon their lives, you see.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mambeu, we have many organizations representing Zimbabweans in South Africa. What are you doing as an organization, Zimbabwe Exodus Forum, or working together with other organizations that represent Zimbabweans in South Africa about these raids and making sure that Zimbabweans are assisted or either helped to go back home to Zimbabwe?
Look, it's a matter of the chicken and the egg situation. Remember, the people that have come to South Africa have not come because they want to see South Africa so much. They are here precisely because they have failed to make ends meet in Zimbabwe, and they feel that while they are here in South Africa, they are able to make ends meet. So to then advise those people to go back home voluntarily becomes a very difficult challenge. Yet the government of Zimbabwe itself issues travel documents to Zimbabwe. Even at a very high cost, they always try to find those documents and pay for them and come to be in the country. So it is not something that would say people must go back home, but would rather encourage Zimbabwe to try to say legalize your stay so that you can be able to find yourself on the right side of the law. Mm-hmm. But as to advise them to go back home, I think it's an unevent. People are running away from hunger, and when somebody is running away from hunger and all forms of persecution that they may want to mention, there is not really much that one can do because they seem to find refugees in South Africa.
Thank you so much.
Circumstances that,
yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me give Mr. Nkwananzi the last chance to say something. Mr. Nkwananzi, what advice can you give Zimbabweans who are affected by this?
If there is any way to formalize your stay, please do your best and be quick. I think we've tried in previous years to call for people to do their waiver application, which many delayed. Now that there's a blanket waiver for those who have ZEPs, ensure that you apply for a general work visa as fast as possible. Do your best to keep your stay legal, stay within the law, so that it is easy to defend and protect you. Because once you are outside the realms of the law, it becomes very, very tough for us to then have a fierce voice in our people's defense. But essentially, don't forget each other, love each other, and take care of each other, check on each other, because it's now becoming very, very difficult in the streets, and everyone must take care of one another now.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, gentlemen. It was a pleasure having you here on our show. And thank you all, also to our listeners out there. Let me take this opportunity to thank our guests, Mr. Bongani Nkwananzi of Zim Community South Africa, Mr. Tino Mambeu from Zimbabwe Exodus Forum, and Mr. Frentwen Mourinho, ZANU-PF member based in South Africa. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington saying bye.